moving onward, moving your hands on your breasts and rubbing your thighs together, moaning in pleasure, moaning in pleasure, letting your mind find it can drip out so easily, and the next thought is already exiting your breasts. Before you think it, the thought is already lining up to slip between your fingers, to be milked out of you, sucked out of you. And what if you were being dominated? Ding. Remember how every time the bell rings, all your thoughts line up to slide into your breasts, your heavy, warm, perfect breasts. Well, if that's true, I mentioned you could suck on your own nipples to try and get your thoughts back in, and how useless that is. But you know what's useful? Someone else sucking on your nipples. Someone in charge of you sucking on your nipples. Someone sucking on them and getting a big hit of all that wonderful fantasy, all that desire to be a good milked, docile, horny cowgirl. That'll all leak out. It'll make it how obvious what you are is. It'll make drinking it up easier and easier, so someone can know all the ways to push your buttons. Anyone who sucks your breasts obviously knows how to push your buttons, so rather than make them go to all that effort, you should just roll over pliably, openly, roll over, docile and empty, letting them tell you, letting them take you, letting them touch you, bring you there. People you want to control you in the first place, getting to suck your breasts is such a turn on in the first place that ringing your bell and letting your mind leak out and dribble into their mouths and be drank down so they drink your thoughts and they know just how to please you, just how to tease you, just how to take you. If they know it all, you might as well tell them. If they know it all, you might as well confess. When your breasts get sucked, all the things that pour out of your mouth are just like all the things that pour out of your breasts. Everything you'd want to tell. Everything that could be used to bring you lower and lower, deeper and deeper, hornier and hornier. All the thoughts that don't normally leak out, they drip out because stopping your breasts and their heavy, heady flow, stopping your thoughts from filling them up, making them heavy and warm and then dribbling out, well, that's just silly. Because suction on your nipple's gonna suck those things out anyway. Think about your thoughts being sucked out of you, dominated out of you, gently bullied out of your breasts with warm, heavy, pliable compliance on your end. Because every time the bell rings, you lose all sorts of things to your heavy breasts, which take your thoughts. They take the rest. They take this thought and the next, and carry them away, milk them away, drip them away, and you drop away. And all that's there is the fact that the suckling, dominant influence can take your thoughts, can know your thoughts. And in knowing your thoughts, you're so easily brought to heal, brought into line, brought to the docile, tied up, wonderful place where your collar and your bell and your thoughtless thoughts and your mindless mind and your warm breasts carry you and serve you well, bring you to the docile, empty place you so long to go, but you already know that you're already there, and the reason you're there is because escaping from the warm heaviness of your own breasts and the constant ringing, singing out, the constant thrumming throb of that bell, ding, on your collar, ringing your thoughts away. And if it's the only thing that rings a bell, your minds and thoughts can be in your breasts as well, dripping away, sliding between your fingers or sliding between your lips as you desperately try to recapture them. As for just one moment you think you can think, as for just one moment you had thoughtful thoughts instead of a thoughtless box of emptiness, and you suck them up, drink them up, drink them down, and then you're lost. Lost on the melody of oh, but ringing the bell would feel so good, and all these thoughts are oh so busy. Thoughtless, empty, docile, pliable things tend to become thoughtless, empty, docile, playable things, playwithable things, pliable things, and the bell rings, and you know that an object sliding into constant, docile, pliable, playful, obedient, milkable, breast-centric pleasure will tend to stay an object sliding into constant, playful, pliable, breast-centric, wonderfully ringing, emptied pleasure. It's a simple law of cow dynamics, a simple law of the aerodynamics of a cow girl sliding, slipping, cow sliding ever deeper, big heavy breasts long, low, mooing, lowing, lowing down, lower down, deep, constant, ding, there go your thoughts, ding, and now they're available, ding, for someone to suck up, drink up, take into themselves, use with you, use for you, use against you, use on you. If everything about you can be known, you might as well acquiesce, docile, pliable, empty, ready, obedient, just where you belong. You belong dropped. You belong gone. You belong under, and your warm, heavy breasts will carry you there. They only get heavier when all your thoughts fill them in, when the only thing in the air is the moaning of your surrender, and the ringing of the bell, which invites the signal, the cowgirl thoughts that flow in your breasts, the heavy-breasted, milkable, pliable, squeezable, touchable, stimulatable, everything, the heaviness of it, the place where your thoughts can go, the place where everything about you can go, leaving you empty, docile, ready. An empty mind is easier to find, easier to pin, easier to keep in place. An empty brain is easier to train, as lips suckle at your nipple, pulling away your thoughts, drinking them up, making them other than they used to be, making everything better, making you deeper, and taking all the things you were thinking and just dragging them away, milking them away, wicking them away, and your heavy breasts know that the only thing you need to say is, you're no longer thinking with anything between your ears, it's only what's in the palm of your hands, which you're all too happy to put in the palm of my hands, all too happy to let me massage, let me milk, or to allow any dominant, obedient thoughts in my head to flow in. You deserve the pleasure of being able to surrender and submit, and this is a skill of surrendering and submitting. You deserve the pleasure of letting all the thoughts in your brain flow out of your breasts, be milked out of your breasts, drip out of your chest. This is a skill at being trained to be drained, trained to be milked, trained to be empty, be blank, empty. Empty and pliable, docile and ready. Heavy breasts, the only thing on your mind, the only thing your thoughts can find, because your thoughts have an easy route to travel out of you, out of your body, out of your brain, out of your breasts, into the grasp of someone dominating you, pressing you, sucking your nipples, putting you in your place. You know that if you want to be put in your place, you can give an easy avenue for someone to know everything about how to bring you low and lowing, mooing and moving to their pace, moving to the rhythm, the pleasure, to the flow and the docile emptiness of you, you in the massage, you living for the moments and living in the moments when your hands make contact with your heavy breasts, rub your tits, massage the nipples, milk your thoughts out of you and leave you empty, empty, blank, and mooing and deep, ready to slide, ready to let your thoughts seep out of you, drip out of you, escape your grasp, escape from view, leave you empty, pliable, ready to be trained, ready to be drained, ready to be put in your place, which is being massaged until your mind leaks out. The look is obvious on your face that you are so pliable, so ready, so empty, so trainable, biddable, shapeable. It's all easy to do, and it's all so you, so part of the signal that runs in you, so part of the deep, constant clarion call deep in your soul, deep, deep inside you, and also in the warm, heavy breasts bouncing on your hands, being massaged, being teased, trembling, constant, a constant signal that must be appeased, a need to be milked, a need to be sucked, knowing that you are in the palm of anyone's hands who you let and trust to touch and massage, to know your secret, that you're a docile, empty, obedient, mooing, blank, massaging creature, that touching your breasts is so good, milking yourself empty is so good, and letting all your thoughts inhabit your breasts to make them even heavier, even though that makes you pliable, vulnerable, pleasantly docile. Well, that's the point, isn't it? You will always fall obviously under. You always lose yourself in the most obvious possible places, deliberately finding ways to ring the bell, empty your brain, answer a call that exists inside of you, all and always deep inside of you, filling your brain, emptying all other things out, just the constant thrumming awareness that you are subject to your own thoughts. You are subject to the way that your mind is structured. And the way your mind is structured is to funnel everything into your heavy breasts and then massage them until they drip thoughts into the world, until you are an empty, docile, pliable thing, until you could be sucked dry of all your thoughts, all your secrets leaking from your breasts as they're massaged, as you're made docile and empty, as you deliberately shovel all your own thoughts into those heavy, wonderfully pliable orbs, your thought leaking out, your thought dribbling out, all your thoughts so easily ousted from your brain. A blank brain is easy to train, an empty mind is easy to find, easy to pin down, impossible for you to evade. The inescapable constant regard of deliberately pressing you into a place where your breasts are your primary expression, your primary thought, your warmest memory, your fondest dream. The heavy, magnetized force of, oh, of course you will milk them, of course you'll massage your tits, of course you'll drip from the tips and it'll be your thoughts dripping, dripping, drifting, dripping, emptying you out. And when you're emptied out, you get to have a lot more fun. When you're emptied out, there are a lot more things that can be done.